Yeah, so just talking a bit more about your early life, because you said that you stayed in Carmichael till, was it 1956?
Six, right.
I
went to primary school there.
Yeah, so if you'd like to tell me a bit about your childhood in primary school, I mean, how many, was your class what we call now, like primary 1 to 7, or was it smaller than that?
Well, everybody was in the one room.
Right.
All the classes, from the infants to what we called the qualifying. And once you passed that was when you were, and then when you were 12, you went to the high school in Blairgowrie. You were brought down by bus. The classes, there would be 40, at least maybe 42, 40 roundabout in the one room, the big room, with a coal fire at the front. That was it. Freezing in the winter, freezing cold.
Yeah.
One teacher, Miss Caroline McGregor, who you'll have heard of, I've no doubt.
I have.
She
yes.
was notorious.
What do you remember about her? I've heard stories that she had a lot of, she knew a lot about sort of myths and
legends, that's right, she did.
And they weren't really written down, so.
She regaled the class periodically with these stories and legends of the Glen, you know, the Whitefield Castle. You've heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Just a ruin. Well, when I was young, it wasn't as bad a ruin as it now, but the Home Guard during the war used it for target practice with a Lewis gun, and that didn't help it any, you know. There was a shepherd's house up there as well. One of the legends I can remember her saying was that castle was built by one of the early Scottish kings called Malcolm Canmore. You heard of him?
Uh-huh.
He built that. It was a hunting lodge.
Right, okay.
And the big stones that were at the entrance into the castle, according to Miss McGregor, were supposedly, the job was given to a witch who transported the stones from Blairathal in on her broomstick with the stones in the apron.
Of course.
And one of the and there's two stones, and one of them is further away from the other because apparently the apron string broke and fell there. That was one legend. And of course, there was a lot of stories of mermaids in these days.
All right.
And there was a mermaid apparently who was kidnapping children, abducting children. This is again according to Miss McGregor.
Okay.
And they couldn't find her because she was invisible. But they discovered that the local tailor in the village, if he put his scissors opened and looked through the finger holes, he could see this. They could see the mermaid. So eventually, they saw her, and followed her, and she went away up to Glendarby, where that log cabin is now. And when the villagers cornered her there, they threw stones and threw stones at her until eventually she was buried under the stones. That was another legend I remember. Ms. McGregor had the legends all right.
There was a sense it's a shame that she didn't, they expected them to have been written down at some point, you know, like after she died they didn't find it anymore, so.
No, I don't think they were.
No.
And then there's the if you go up to Enochdhu,
mm-hmm.
and there's the lodge on the right hand side that goes on the drive goes up to Dunnanane. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Well, if adjacent to the lodge, further along than the lodge, there's a grave there. And you know about that?
Was it Ardell's?
Ardell's Grave. That's right.
Yeah, if you want to tell me about that.
Well, what we were told, it's a very long grave. It's a very long one because his manservant was buried at his feet. And that's why it's so long. He was a Pict. He was a Pictish chieftain.
Okay.
Ardell. Hence the river, of course, is called that. That's some of the stories that we got at the school, you know.